The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Majestically, as kings and queens that we are, the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. How many of us are happy to see the third day in this program? The fourth day in the year, but the third day of this program. Hallelujah. I've been so tremendously blessed on the day one, day two. And I know today God is going to bless you tonight in Jesus' name. I say God is going to bless you tonight in Jesus' name. Tonight is all-round success via prayer. All-round success via prayer. Tell your neighbor, prayer is essential. One of the major determinants of all-round success in this year is what? Prayer. A watery prayer life will give birth to a watery life. The quality of that life will be watery. A watery prayer life is a watery life. A life that is void of prayer is a life that is heading for destruction. Prayer is essential for any all-round. I thank God for this, for our senior pastor, that God has put the theme in his mind and said all-round. He didn't say it's a year of success. He said all-round success. In other words, by the end of this year, every one of us should testify, must testify of what? All-round success. Success maritally, success career-wise, business. In every area, there must be a record of success. And so shall it be for every one of us here in Jesus' name. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How enviable will the life of a man be if all his requests are always answered? Whenever you make a request to God, you always get answers. How enviable will that life be? It will be just too enviable. And you know something? Our God is a prayer answering God. He is not a prayer storing God. Tell your neighbor, my God is not a prayer storing God. He is a prayer answering God. Our God is a prayer answering God. And he expects us as his children to do what? To pray to him all the time. Many people have termed prayer to be only the time whereby they communicate with God whenever they have just issues. That's not true. Prayer is a means of communication. The earthly being with the heavenly being. Hallelujah. It's a means of we communicating. Prayer should not be done only when we have issues. Many people go to God, they run to God only when they have problems. Have you ever imagined how disastrous it might be for a soldier? If the only time he gets to load his bullet is when he's standing in front of an enemy, he might be wasted. He's dead already. Why? It means that gun must always be loaded if you are in the war front. Why? Because the enemy can come at any time. And you know, it's very similar to the Christendom. It says, Christians seek not yet repose. Yoruba says, Christian mighty, why see me? In other words, as a Christian, you have to be on guard all the time. Be on guard all the time means you have to be on fire all the time. Tap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, be on fire all the time. You know, you cannot live 2017 the same way you have lived 2016. I'm charging us tonight. That 2017, you must deliberately, step up your prayer level. The ability to do that is what will give you an edge. And that edge is an all-round success. Tell your neighbor, all-round success. A prayerful man is a successful man. You can't succeed at all without prayers, without investing into quality prayers. Many of our fathers in the faith, on Sunday, Pastor dealt tremendously with, I said tremendously because it was a hot teaching. If you're not here on Sunday, please get that tape. In fact, if you were here, still get the tape. It was a hot, it was as if I have not heard the story of Daniel before. It was so raw. There were so many of our fathers in the faith. Every one of them had what? A quality prayer life. He said something about Daniel on Sunday. He said Daniel prayed three times in a day. And you know, Daniel was a top politician. He was a governor. He was a big rank person that had issues around him. But yet, he dedicated time three times a day to pray. And yet, Daniel was so prosperous. All around success. That's an epitome of one. Because year in, year out, for so many years, he became relevant. When others, have you ever imagined so many cabinets being reshuffled, and yet only one man is still being relevant year in, year out? That is what all, it means he has the knowledge all round. That's an example of all round success. Brethren, you are here tonight. You will become an example in this generation of all round success in Jesus' name. You know, that was Daniel. We have Abraham. In the Bible, Genesis 19:27 or so, it says, and Abraham got up early to the place where he stood before the Lord. And Abraham got up early to the place where he stood before the Lord. In other words, Abraham was also a man of prayers. Elijah, 1 Kings 17 verse 1, he said, and before the Lord whom I stand. As he said before, and he said, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel, before whom I stand, there shall not be. In other words, he had a standing. That's where I'm going, before God. Abraham had a standing. He said he got up early to the place where he stood before God. He had a place where he stood. Elijah had a place. He had a standing before God. That place of standing is the place of prayers. Tell, ask your neighbor, where is your own place of standing? If you don't have a place you stand before God in prayers, you cannot have a place in destiny. A life of prayers is a life that is heading for what? Great things in future. You cannot have access to all-round success if you don't have a place standing before God. You know something? Jesus, when he was on earth, he was given to prayers. How much more we? In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7, it made me to understand something. So, and I was wondering that, why would Jesus be so taken like that with prayer? The Bible says, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him, that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. He was heard because he prayed. You know something? If Jesus, as anointed as he was, as spiritual, the Son of God, you know, sometimes for some of us, the way, sometimes maybe the way my children will relate with me might be a little different from the way another child will relate with me. Sometimes they have this familiarity thing. But Jesus here, despite being the Son of God, he made out time to pray. The Bible says in Luke chapter 6 verse 12, he went all night to pray. Brethren, we thank God for redemption, that we have been grafted as sons of the living God. But the question is, have you ever prayed all night? All night. The Bible says Jesus, Luke 6 verse 12, he prayed all night despite being the Son of God. But you know something? In verse 13, having prayed all night, when he showed up, he picked his disciples. And for someone that prayed all night, he picked his disciples, and yet he still picked Judas among the disciples. He picked so many of them, and he still picked Judas. Brethren, the quality of your life, the quality of results you command, is dependent on what? On the level of your prayers. And you know, there is a level you get to spiritually in terms of prayers that you, and we will still get to that. You become an authority. Even fear grips the enemy. Why? Because you have gotten to, you, it's as if you, he said, Paul, I know, Paul, you know, Peter, I know, who are you? In other words, they, those ones that have confirmed identity, what's your ID? Hallelujah. Where's your own ID card? Your ID card is that level of prayer. You know, I read the story of some people were moving some poison snakes from a particular location to another location. And so they had to use aircraft to move those snakes. And then they kept the snakes in the cage. And all of a sudden, when the flight took off, they found out that the cage was not locked and the snakes had already crawled out. So out of fear and everything, they called their control tower. God bless you, sir. They called the control tower, and then there's emergency, landing, what do we do? And then they said, no, relax. Take that aircraft to a height that you shouldn't have gone. I can't remember exactly what height they were asked to take the aircraft. So they took the aircraft higher than the normal way they should have. And then they said at that height, those snakes become poisonous. They become less poisonous. They can't harm you. And then they started taking them one after the other and putting them back in the cage at that height. And they locked that cage back. What does that mean? There is a higher you go, the difficulty becomes for the enemy to have a grip on you. The higher you go, the more difficult it becomes for the enemy to have a grip on you. And that height cannot be attained without what? Quality prayers. Brethren, let's not deceive ourselves. Even if you make it without prayers, if you are not involved in prayers, that business you have made will still come crashing. Everything that is not good needs prayers. That which is good needs prayers for it to be sustained. For you to mark yourself as all-round success, there is a level of prayer you must command. Not 5 minutes prayers, but a good level of prayers. Tell your neighbor, this year, good level of prayers is required. Tell your neighbor, well, this year, good level of prayers is required. Pastor will always say something. He said, when you are prayer lazy, you are failure crazy. Hallelujah. And I will never forget that. He said, when you are prayer lazy, say you are failure crazy. Hallelujah. So tap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, be prayer. Don't be prayer lazy. Don't be prayer lazy. So you must at every point in time, you know, some of us will say, I don't know how to pray. But whatever, if the solution to not praying is prayer itself. That's the solution. Just stand up, keep thanking God. If you don't know what to say, if you can speak in tongues, blast in tongues. You know when you speak in tongues, we speak in mysteries. We speak in a language that the devil himself does not understand. You know what I mean? In fact, this is not the topic for today, but there are mysteries. Maybe Pastor will still teach us very soon. Or he has been teaching us, yeah, he taught us sometime on power of tongues. There is mysteries in speaking in tongues, diverse mysteries. I was listening to one of our fathers in the faith, and he said something that he boarded an aircraft to Lagos. And while he seated in the aircraft, he just sat down, he just adjusted, and then he found that the next person sitting beside him was chanting incantations. And then he said he didn't know what to do, but immediately he adjusted his mouth closer to his ears and he started blasting in tongues. And then the man advised himself. The next thing, he looked at him and slept off. You know, when he said that, I just started laughing. He said, because he said he had to do that because who knows whether the incantation was that he aircraft would crash. And he's not ready to crash at that level. He had to, whatever he was saying, he sent it back to him with what? With tongues. Hallelujah. So this year, if you have not activated the code of tongues in your life, this year, activate it. Honestly, it works. I can't explain it further. But I tell you, it's a mystery. Do you know there are so many mysteries that we can't explain in the kingdom? There are so many mysteries, but it works. Just for 1 minute, can you charge? You know when you charge your battery for 1 minute, it can only work for 1 minute and then it goes off. When you charge it for 5 minutes, 5 minutes it goes off. When you charge it 100%, what does it do? Sometimes it becomes hot. It is fireized. Charge for 1 minute. Let's see you. If you don't have the access to speak in tongues, tonight you will receive it. Receive it. The grace is available. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. You know something? Prayer is a personal responsibility. I hope you know. Some people usually contract, they have prayer contractors. They pay some pastors to pray for them. They say, Pastor, please pray for me. And then they will levy them. Say, what is your situation? What's your challenge? Say, it's the fruit of the womb. Okay, that's 25,000. It's real. Don't say, it's real. And it does happen. But for such, those are F-A-K-E. Fake. That everything, Pastor already said, everything that is fake can't make it. If it's true, everything fake can make it. And then you also give them your money. Thank God, our God, nobody has monopoly of God. When you can go on your knees and pray. Pastor said something, somebody said, the mountain, this place is a mountain. Different rock was buried here. It's a mountain. Hallelujah. So don't look for, if you cannot take prayer, is successful. You know something? My husband can't take responsibility for my prayer life. He prays for me, I know, every day. I pray for him every day. But you know something? There is a level of prayer that you, as an individual, must command personally. Jesus took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee with him to go and pray. He said, follow me. He had other disciples. He left them thinking that, yes, these ones will help me with prayers. But when they got to where they were supposed to pray, what did they do? Anointed brother Peter and the sons of Zebedee. They slept off and put, they snored with it. Hallelujah. Brethren, you can't. And then Jesus said, Abba, you couldn't even watch for me for 1 hour. In other words, no matter the anointing of that level, of that person, prayer is a personal responsibility.
That person, that those people that paid pastors, who knows? The challenges on those pastors, man, is even more than those people that have come to meet them. I'm telling you. But our God is a God. The Bible says, all flesh come to him. All flesh come to him. God is not a respecter of persons. The difference between pastor and myself, or pastor and our members, is the level of time we spend in prayers. The quality of time you put in prayers will give you quality results. Brethren, if you desire all-round success this year, quality, I repeat, all-round success, it comes what? In the place of intensified prayers. You have to come to that level whereby you have to make up your mind. Look, I have made up my mind long time ago. Not because I'm a pastor's wife, no. But because I needed to take that responsibility upon myself that my life cannot continue like this. I have to take up that responsibility. I cannot continue a 5 minutes prayer anymore. I can't do a 10 minutes prayer. 30 minutes prayer, if it's not for my level. 1 hour, it's not for my level. But the more you go, the better you become. Hallelujah. For someone sitting under the sound of my voice tonight, your prayer level is changed tonight. I say your prayer level is changed tonight. But tell your neighbor, you have to be responsible. You have to take personal responsibility. Hallelujah. Quickly, what are the benefits of prayer? I'll just take us through 3 benefits. Number 1, prayer brings supernatural strength. In Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, it says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength. When God is your strength, what does it mean? It means that there is nothing you cannot achieve when God is your strength. But Isaiah 40:31 says what? It says what? Wait upon the Lord and he will renew their strength. In other words, strength is renewable. If he says, if it had not been renewable strength, we'll have said maybe the strength of last year will carry us through 2017. But he says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew. When he says something is renewable, it means it must be recharged. It must be recharged. Strength must be renewed. The strength you used in 2016 is different from the one that is needed in 2017. And if you must go on the strength of 2017, what must you do? You must wait upon the Lord, just like you and I are doing. Waiting upon the Lord is what gives you access to renewal of energy, renewal of strength. Renewed strength means renewed strength is not physical strength alone, but physical strength, marital strength, business strength, strength in all areas, strength that can give you all-round success. Some people have money, they don't have good health to enjoy the money. Of what use is that money? Some have businesses, but they don't have what? They don't even have the strength itself to even go there. You cannot, and then you know, after a while, if you don't have the strength, somebody else will eat it and eat it up. But that will not be you and I's portion in Jesus' name. I said that will not be you and I's portion in Jesus' name. The psalmist said, blessed be the God who daily loads us with what? Benefits. He said, who daily loads us with benefits. Loading comes in the place of what? Waiting. How can you load? You cannot be loaded when you have not been waiting. If you want to load a tipper, the tipper must have been waiting before it can be loaded. You cannot load what has not been waiting. The place of loading is the place of prayers. The place of loading benefits is the place of prayers. You can't joy with. He gives us supernatural strength we can't even imagine. Supernatural strength is, the Bible says Moses at 120, his strength was not abated. Do you think that is human strength? That is supernatural strength. Strength. Our father in the Lord here in Impact House God has given him unusual strength. Sometimes he sleeps late, many times sleeps late in the night, wakes up early in the morning, goes to work and then comes, and yet you still see him full of energy. Full of energy. But truly, it is not based on human strength. Supernatural strength is needed for supernatural exploits. You cannot, can you imagine pushing a truck or a trailer with the strength of a bicycle? It's not possible. Or have you ever seen a bicycle towing a trailer before? It's not possible. But if you ever see one, that is what? It's out of this. You even run away and say, hey, more. Praise the Lord. Supernatural strength is given to you tonight in Jesus' name. Number two, prayer brings the hand of God. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, we know about the story of a man called Jabez. Jabez was a man, the meaning of Jabez is what? Sorrow. He was born in sorrow. Can you imagine somebody whose name is sorrow? I'm sorrow. Sulu sorrow. Let's assume Sulu sorrow. Oh, nobody he can't be married to anybody. Nobody can employ him. Nobody can, you know, he becomes a what? An epitome of all-round failure. He's not an all-round failure because he's an all-round failure. Because the Bible says he was sorrow was around him, all around him. Everything around Jabez was sorrowful. He was sorrowful. The name lived upon him. He was an epitome of ARF, all-round failure. But you know, with prayers, somebody said with prayers, he became an all-round success. In 1 Chronicles 4, verse 9 to 10, he said, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow." Verse 10. "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would have blessed me." He called on God. And that was prayers. And he said, "Oh, that thou would have blessed me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand be upon me." Number two benefits of prayer is what? It brings the hand of God. The hand of God was upon Jabez. "And thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Hallelujah. You know, Jabez became so great in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55. Became so great that he became a city on his own. He became a city whereby scribes are notable men, where people that matter, where they lived. He no longer became an epitome of failure. He became an epitome of all-round success. That same God that changed Jabez's situation is around tonight and is going to change your situation in the name of Jesus. Perhaps you are here in 2016. Your job, everything reflected sorrow. Your marriage reflected sorrow. Your children, everything around you just looked sorrowful. Whatever it is, tonight, that same God that changed Jabez's situation will change your situation tonight in the name of Jesus. He will make you an enviable situation in the name of Jesus. He will give you an enviable story. In the name of Jesus. Before the end of this month, you will start testifying. Before the end of this 12 days of empowerment, you will start having your own testimony. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be for somebody. In the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4 to 6. Acts chapter 2, verse 4 to 6. "And as they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance." Verse 5. "And there were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven." Verse 6. "Now when this was noised abroad," that's where I'm going. "Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language." They spoke in tongues there, and what happened because of that reason? The crowd gathered. Brethren, when the cloud is right, the crowd will gather. When you have a right cloud, C-L-O-U-D, then you will have what? A crowd gathering. They said, "And when this was noise abroad," it was noise abroad because they spoke. They spoke in tongues, and what happened? It brought a hand of God. It brought a crowd. This year, if you desire the hand of God upon your business, you desire a crowd pulling business, let the cloud be right, and the crowd will come. In your business, whatever you do for a living, when the cloud is right, what? The crowd will be correct. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, when the cloud is right, the crowd will gather. And you know something? In the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1, I also want to know something, that the hand of God, you know, the kind of prayers I'm talking about is not just praying alone for yourself. Not just praying. You know, some of us think we pray. I'm a praying person. You stay in your room and pray. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "And now Peter and John went up together into the temple." Peter and John went into the temple at the hour of prayer. Many of us in 2016, whenever we say prayer banquet, many of us have never registered with prayer banquet before. But you know something? Bible says Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. It means that they did not neglect the gathering of God. They did not neglect. You cannot be a praying man or a fervent praying woman and all you think of is only the prayers you do in your room. It doesn't correlate. If you are a praying person, you cannot neglect the gathering of his people. Every time you hear prayer, you want to be a part because you're already sold out. This year, perhaps you have never attended prayer banquet before, or you attend just once in a month. Make it a regular routine. If you are a praying person, it must show. Every prayer, every function in church has to do with prayer. You know, apart from personal benefits, you know, there's something we call corporate blessings. Corporate blessings. It worked for Peter, Brother Peter, in Acts chapter 12. Something happened. Herod wanted to kill Peter. Let's go there quickly. Herod in Acts chapter 12. Chapter 12. It's a long one, but I'm not going to read because of our time. But I'll just quickly paraphrase. He said, now about that time when Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. Verse 2 quickly. And he killed James, the brother of John, with sword. He succeeded in killing Brother James. And in verse 3, and because he saw that he pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Brother Peter. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Next verse. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions or soldiers. That's about 16 soldiers. To keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth. Can you imagine? After the celebration of Easter, to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison. But prayer, somebody say prayer. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. The next verse. And when Herod would have brought him forth, that same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up. Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Praise the Lord. That's in other words, Peter was set free. Why? Because of what? The church made prayers without ceasing on his behalf. You know, I thought to myself, and I said, why didn't the church make for Brother James? But I want to believe that Peter was a man that did not neglect the temple. At the hour of prayer, if you read in Acts, a lot. And Peter went up to pray at the hour of prayer. He went to pray in the temple. Brethren, if you are a praying person, if you are given to prayer, you will not stay back at home and say, I'm praying alone. No. It must show all around you. When it is time, when we say prayer banquet, you come. And they cannot be praying. You cannot be praying for the things of God. Time for intercession. Time, you know, praying in the temple meant interceding for others. It cannot just be for me, myself, and I. Most times in your corners of your room, what you do is myself, 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 and myself. But when you come to a temple like this, you have the opportunity to pray for others. And there's what we call that corporate blessing comes upon you. Hallelujah. But you know something, that thing delivered Brother Peter. What Peter's head could have gone off, but because of the prayers of the saints, brethren, this year, be given to prayers, not just personally. When it is time for come to church for prayer banquet, don't be. That prayer banquet is real. It's real. There have been testimonies for your prayer banquet. Don't neglect prayer banquet. Whenever it's time for prayers, don't be a Christian. I'll be followed up. You stroll in at about the time whereby we're about to share the grace, and you think you are a praying person. You can't. You know, sometimes we are faced with some challenges that you yourself can't pray at that level. You know. In Ephesians, or is it? I think it's in James. He says, and when anyone is sick among you, call the elders. Why didn't the Bible say, let him stand up to pray for himself at that time? Call the elders. Those elders can only answer if you yourself don't have been. If they had called, if Brother Peter had not been a fervent person in the temple, it would have been easy for the members to gather and pray without ceasing for him every day. Brethren, there is a level of blessing that you command individually. There is a level of blessing you also command as a result of the corporate blessing, the corporate prayers to pray. Tell your neighbor, do not miss out of the prayers this year. Do not miss out of the prayers this year. And the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. You know, sometime last year, one of our women here was in labor. And it was as if the labor was turning into something else. And immediately, We had to call ourselves together. We raised a prayer altar for her. And then we were praying, and God gave us victory over her. And then we heard that the baby had come, and then we gave all the glory to God. But you know, it would have been, if that person had not been fervent, it wouldn't have been easier. It's so easy because, but what am I trying to say? Your level of prayers should not just be indoor, or you think you are praying indoor. How can you pray indoor? How can you think you are praying when you cannot stand in the place of prayer banquet for 1 hour? And you know, prayer banquet has taught us so many things. You know, there was a time, I can't remember what we were doing. We had a gathering that had, we had all night. And then I can't remember what exactly, there was this particular situation, place, whereby we had more people that were not just impact house members. And I found out that we had a long term of prayers, I think about 2 hours or 3 hours in that particular gathering. And I looked around, after about an hour, many people that were not impact house members, leaders, were sitting down. But if you are a leader in Impact House and you have been coming for prayer banquet and all night, I'm very sure there is no leader that has not been coming. But I mean, that have been coming fervently for, especially for our all night, for empowerment night, that will not be able to stand on his feet to pray for minimum of 2 hours without sitting. You won't even feel it. It has become, but those trainings, those things did not come of your own. He came because you came to the temple to pray. There are some things that we must, and those things push us to another level of success. When you begin to see some people commanding success, don't envy them. Look at what they are doing. Find out what they are doing. You cannot expect to pray 5 minutes and the Lord will bless you. Fine. But, and then God cannot give you the same blessing. Somebody that stood in his place 5 minutes, standing before God 5 minutes, another person standing before God an hour, and an hour standing before God 2 hours. No. Let's consider ourselves. If you have children and one is always at your beck and call, at every time you call, he's always there. You want to give that person more responsibility. Most times you even give him more reward. There's someone that just breathes in 5 minutes and out. 5 minutes. It's just because of availability. Prayer shows you are available in heaven. Brethren, this year, when heaven calls, you will be available. When heaven calls, you will be available. When heaven calls, you'll be available. Availability is in the place of knowing where to stand. Abraham had a place, he stood before God. Elijah had a place, he stood before God. Where is your own standing? Quickly, number three, what are the benefits of prayer? Prayer gives you authority. Tell your neighbor authority. Authority. Prayer gives you authority. You know, when you get to a level that the more you pray, the more authoritative you become. The more audacious you become. Not because of anything. Prayer changes you. It changes you. A Christian that is not fireized. Fireized, pardon my English. Fireization. A Christian that has not gotten that power yet. You cannot, how can you shoot the devil? It's not possible. I cannot have a place before God standing and yet still be afraid of the enemy. It's not possible. When the creator of everything, I'm standing before him, and yet I'm afraid of another thing. It's not possible. When you stand before God, he gives you more audacity. It makes you become an authority. It makes you become a principality type of the devil. Why? Because you have a place before. You know, so sometime ago I was joking, and then I was trying to counsel a lady that was having issues with her husband. The husband has some little people he takes around, girlfriends here and there, and I said, don't disturb yourself, don't even get to know those ladies, because naturally speaking you might want to create some kind of an enmity with them. Take them before God by 12 sharp, stand up if possible fast and worship, so that God will be. You say, oh, mommy, what do you want? And then you tell her, oh, Baba, it is this girl, this Abigailish person. Praise the Lord. There are some things that if you want to finish in the place of prayers, you can. But many of us don't have that boldness to go. Why? Because we feel, who am I? How will God answer these prayers? When I have not, you cannot command much if you have not arrived to a greater height in terms of praying. Tell your neighbor you must get there this year. You know, I saw a post sometime that says, when you enter the prayer room like a cat, you come out like a what? Like a lion. When you enter the prayer room like a cat, you come out like a lion. Prayer makes you strong. Prayer gives you what? Authority that you can't command normally. It makes you an authority on its own. I heard the story of Archbishop Benson, that also have a blessed memory. I heard then that the witches in Benin gathered. The chairman or the president or the ogre of the witches gathered, and they went to the news station and announced that there will be a meeting of all witches in Benin. And then Archbishop Idahosa went to the TV again, to the radio again, and said, look, the meeting, so-called meeting, will not hold. And then the witches said, what even if God comes down, this meeting will hold. And Idahosa said, God does not need to come down. That's why he sent me here. And then the meeting did not hold, for all we care. Hallelujah. In other words, God sent you and I here to do some justice on earth. He won't come down himself to do it. That's why we have what? He has instruments. I tell your neighbor, you are an instrument. Don't underutilize yourself. Don't underutilize yourself. You know, a Christian that is a good Christian, you are underutilized when you don't exercise well in the place of prayers. That's it. When you have the value, you know, when you have a machine gun, is it a machine gun? A good rifle, AK-47, AK, if there's anything higher, look for it. Eh? GPMG, whatever. Say GPMG. The name itself sounds like it's heavy. GPMG. Let's assume that the GPMG is there. And then you don't load it with bullets. What happens? And you're doing like this. What happens? You are underutilizing the thing. But one bullet, when I cock it, you know that it's loaded though. And then it's just one. There are some bullets that one, and it scatters into the body as if like you can find almost 20 or 30 of it in the body. It will piece it inside. That one is no survivor. One blow, seven die. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And a Christian that is a Christian, you must be a fire-rised one. In the place that fire-rising comes in the place of prayers. Hallelujah. That fire-rising, tell them, you have to be fire-rised this year. Become a terror for the devil. Hallelujah. Quickly, what are the keys to effective prayer? Keys to effective, I'll run through the keys to effective prayer. Number one, pray with thanksgiving. Pastor has taught us time to down number. Never open your mouth to ask for anything in heaven, from heaven, if you haven't thanked God yet. Pray with thanksgiving. Jesus taught us how to pray in Matthew 6, verse 9. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You must first thank him. Thank him. Number two, pray in faith. Hebrews 11, 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. And they that come to him must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Mark 11, 23. Whatsoever you ask, believe. When you believe, you can say to this mountain, be moved, and be cast into the sea. And if you do not doubt in your heart, you will have whatever you say. Mark 11, 23. That's faith. Whatsoever you ask, don't believe. You can say to this mountain, be moved, and be cast into the sea, and believe it, and you will have whatever you say. Why? Because you have faith. Pray with faith. Pray with thanksgiving. Pray in tongues. It's a mystery. I've said that. It's a mystery, but we need to do it. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Sometimes you can even program yourself. I want to thank God for 30 minutes. I want to pray in tongues after thanking God for 30 minutes, pray in tongues for 30 minutes. I want to pray for my family for 30 minutes. Before you know it, time has gone. And once you taste it like that, honestly, you can try it. If you have prayed for 1 hour before, and you stretch it to about 1.5 hour, if that prayer is intense, most times the Holy Spirit doesn't allow you to leave on time. You find it difficult to break. You find it difficult. If you haven't gotten to that level this year, you will get there. Sometimes, for me, I've experienced it a lot of times. When I want to cut, I want to pray because I need to do some other things. House chores are there. I need to attend to my kids. But I find it difficult. It's as if I'm struggling. Then something in my heart says like, you know that kind of feeling. It's because the Holy Spirit is enjoying that atmosphere. Hallelujah. This year, we must get to that level. And I pray we will get there in Jesus' name. And then the next one is, make use of the night season. Make use of it very well. The night season. The psalmist said, day unto day uttereth what speech, and night unto night uttereth knowledge. There are some deep revelations that we can't explain what the night season brings. But people, it does work. There was a time, some time ago, I had a bit of health challenge. I don't know what happened. I just noticed that I'm always having some difficulty in breathing. And I said, no, this can't continue like this. I woke up in the middle of the night, just about that time when that attack usually comes. I woke up and I dealt with it in the place of prayers. Why? At night. Jesus, most times in the night, he said he went away and he prayed all night. He prayed all night. There is a mystery about the night season that we can't just explain. But most times, make use of this. Don't sleep all night as a Christian. Pastor will always say that. Don't sleep all night as a Christian. Look for some nights. It may not be, if you can't do all night like Jesus did. If it is 12 to 1, you can do it. If it is 3 to 4, do it. Hallelujah. Why do you think the people that do evil, they wait till night to do it? They won't do it in the day. They will go and look for nights when everybody is sleeping and anyway attack. If you stand up at night and say, yes, it's my own time. Everyone that wants to finish me, I finish them right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord will make your life enviable in the name of Jesus. I decree that the Lord will make your life enviable in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you all-round success this year in the name of Jesus. Grace to pray. Grace to become a terror in the camp of the enemy. The Lord will give to you in the name of Jesus. Let's jump on our feet as we begin to appreciate the Lord tonight for His grace tonight. Let's go ahead.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.